Someone stepped on the broken glass by the basement door. Jesse crouched and froze like a rabbit with no cover. The refrigerator door was still open, spilling light into the room. Behind it, he saw a dark silhouette through the window in the basement door. The shape paused with one foot on the broken glass, then took another step into the room. Jenny. "What the fuck are you doing here?" Jesse hissed. He took out the penlight and flashed it at her so she could see where he was standing against the wall on the stairs. "I got worried," she whispered. Jenny was much less wet than Jesse was, thanks to the oversized letter jacket with sleeves that went down past her fingertips and made her look like she had no shoulders. In the dark, he couldn't see her freckles, or her green eyes, or the eye tooth with the twist to it, the imperfection that made every one of her smiles perfect. "Where's the car?"
"I moved it a little closer. I have the keys."
She came over and stood by his side at the bottom of the stairs. They both looked up at the door overhead.
"We shouldn't be here," she said.
"I don't have any choice. He's threatening my family."
"We can figure out something else."
"No, we can't. He doesn't want money. It's this or something bad happens to my sister."
"Jesse, come on. He's messing with you. If you go back and say—"
The floor creaked over their heads. They stared at each other wide-eyed, frozen. 1 second passed. Another. There was only the sound of the furnace blower and the drum of the rain coming down hard again at the open basement door. Jenny put a hand on Jesse's arm and eased him a step backward. The door at the top of the stairs crashed inward with enough force that it hit the wall and tried to bang shut again. The double-barreled shotgun leveled down at them kept it from closing all the way.